We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Got a busy program here lined up for you today, and talking Operation Christmas Child here this next segment. We've got Emily Kerr, who's the Community Relations Coordinator for the Topeka area for Operation Christmas Child. She's also the project leader for Vineyard Community Church. Good to have you on.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to do so. It's hard to believe we're talking Christmas already, but it is that time of year almost. For those that don't know, what is Operation Christmas Child?
It is a project of Samaritan's Purse, which is a relief organization much like the Red Cross. All of that is under the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. So you have the Billy Graham Association, then you have Samaritan's Purse, and then comes Operation Christmas Child.
All right. And you guys basically prepare shoeboxes of gifts for those less fortunate.
That is correct, in over 160 other third world countries. We put out, the Lord blessed us with, last year, over internationally, 10.6 million shoeboxes. 8.8 of those came from the United States. And our goal for this year is 11 million internationally, with 9.1 or 2 from the United States itself. So it's a very large project.
And tell us why you guys are collecting these shoebox gifts.
We're collecting these shoebox gifts to bless children in these other countries who have never had gifts of any sort, birthdays or Christmas or anything, who don't know anything about the love of God or that anyone else in the world cares anything about them. So they are a tangible expression of God's love, and that there's someone out there that, even though they don't know these children, love them enough to put out the time and the money to send them things that they otherwise can't have. And some kiddos in these countries can't even go to school without things like school supplies, or they even somehow wind up with shoes that they don't have, or coats that they don't have to just to live life. So,
all right. And these shoeboxes are given out each year. How do you guys distribute them?
We, first of all, start collecting them locally. Anyone can do the shoeboxes, individuals, churches. I've had the sororities and fraternities from K-State, even had the band section from K-State band, one of those sections of the band got together and delivered some scout troops, church classes. Anyone can do this. And so we collect those boxes. There are certain local churches that collect them. And then come National Collection Week, which is November 18th through 25th, we take them in Manhattan to University Christian Church. From there, they go to a church in Topeka. Then we collect them all. Topeka collects them from all around, and they go to Denver. Then Denver, there are six of those collection points. Dallas is one. Boone, North Carolina is another. They check to be sure the boxes don't contain some of the things that you're not supposed to pack. And then from there, they're shipped to the various countries that they go to. We don't know for sure where they're going to go till after collection week. They've been going to Mexico, but I have had them go to Africa and South America. But there is a way that you can follow your own box right to where it's going to go and keep up with it via email. So we can talk about that whenever is appropriate here.
Yeah, that's great. Let's go ahead. How do they do that?
Okay, and I should mention that then there are people in the local areas in these countries who are prepared, and then they distribute these boxes to the kids. If you'd like to follow your box, you go online to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, and then there's a tab for follow your box, and you pay a $9 shipping fee. They will have you print a label that you attach to your box, and then there's a code that you will follow your box all the way to wherever it's going.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Emily Kerrigan joining us here. We're talking Operation Christmas Child. When does the collection start here locally in the Manhattan area?
Okay, we're all into the process now, getting the boxes together, but then we actually take them to our points whether it's your own church or scout troop. You get them there first, and then they will bring them to University Christian Church November 18th through the 25th. And again, you can go to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, and you can access the schedule, because they're not open like all day or all night. We also have drop-off points in Wamego, and there's a lot of different ones, but the local ones are Manhattan, Ogden, and Wamego. And so you can get their specific drop-off times off of that website.
Okay. And typical items people like to put in the shoeboxes, what do you recommend?
Okay, that's the fun part. You choose an age range and a gender, and then you pack your shoebox for what you've chosen. And so it's things like soap and wash rags, toothbrushes, toys. We like to put a wow factor in, like a soccer ball that you can collapse and put a way to air it back up when it gets there. Toys like teddy bears, so a wow factor, something that's really that they don't see. And so you put all of these things in, school supplies, other hygiene items, that we put these all in the box. It's a regular size shoe box. You can either get them out of your own closet and decorate them, or you can go to one of the local stores here and buy the plastic shoebox size. We also have pre-printed ones that you can get from Operation Christmas Child, or some of the people who are doing this, some of the churches have the boxes, or your scout troop or whatever will have boxes, possibly, or you can buy them. Again, on the Operation Christmas Child Samaritan's Purse website. And so we get those boxes, and we're collecting those now and getting them ready for the 18th.
Very good. As far as, has anybody ever given shoes as a gift?
Yes. And in fact, there's a story comes in from the field. A young girl didn't want to go to school. Her dad had just finished wiring, and these sounds like crazy, but these are true stories. Her dad had just finished wiring her tennis shoes back together so she could walk to school. And when she got to school, the shoebox event was going on, and she got a box, and in it was a pair of shoes that just fit her. And so we have no idea which children are getting which of the boxes we send out, but it seems like it's a God-directed thing, and kids get what they need where they are.
Yeah. Well, that's great. You know, that's one thing I hear a lot about is, you know, children in these other countries, that's one thing that they don't have is a good pair of shoes. And, you know, a lot of all the walking you got to do, whether it's at school or just in the community, that can really make a difference for somebody.
You're right. It certainly can.
It's such a neat opportunity here for the community to give back. As far as have you ever delivered these yourself? Have you done that?
I have not. I think it would be a wonderful thing to do, but they mostly rely on national leaders in the specific countries, because they can speak the language and know the customs and how to express the love of God to these people and what the gifts are for and where they're coming from in their own language, which, you know, someone like me, I speak English. That's about it. I wouldn't be able to help them too much. But these local leaders, national leaders, are trained and given tools that they need to work with the people that they work with.
I do see something here. There's a $9 suggested donation per box.
That's correct. It costs a lot of money to ship these overseas. They for one thing, go in by ship, and sometimes mostly by these huge airplanes. Don't know the name of the plane, but they are like really huge, and they're full of these boxes. All of that takes money. So we've got to get them from, you know, from our local areas, which all of that transportation is generally donated by the people who are working with it. But when they get to these drop-off locations, then they're loaded onto semi-trucks. Those cost money, so they've got to get to the various collection points in Denver or Dallas, wherever they're going. And then from there, they have to be shipped overseas to the places that they're intended to go. And so all of that costs money, but it also provides literature in the language of the children to share Bible stories or other information like that they the love of God. But it's in the languages of the countries that they go, that they're going to. So it's not like we're just sending over our English and hope somebody can figure it out for them.
Yeah.
So all of these materials, there's a little booklet they get before they open their shoe boxes, and then they are invited back for a 12-week Bible study course. So those materials are colorful. They're aimed at the age children so they'll understand, and it's in their language. There's even a New Testament that goes to them in their own language. So all of those things cost money, and this $9 fee helps cover all of that. And so I want to encourage people at this point, if you can, you know, put together a box and you really don't have the $9, we want the boxes anyway. There are people who don't want to do boxes or not able to do the boxes. So they will give us money to do for the shipping. So there are certain fundraisers. They're one of the ones I'll mention in a little bit, the money that is set aside for Operation Christmas Child will go towards shipping fees. And so and we're glad to have any donations that anyone would care to share with us to cover those costs.
And those fundraisers, will they be taking place here locally then? Or?
Yes. Okay. One, I'll go ahead and then share with you, Freddy's on October the 28th.
Okay.
Between 5 and 8. If you go in and then share that you are with Operation Christmas Child, I also have some coupons that you different of us once have them. But even if you don't have the coupon itself or the little flyer, if you mention Operation Christmas Child, 15% of the sales for the evening for Operation Christmas Child will be set aside for us.
Fantastic.
And then we have one going on with Staples right now. This one has been really exciting because I went into Staples to see how they might be able to support us. And they then they're have decided that they're all 12 stores in this particular region was to participate. And so every store has been given 50 coupons, and we just go in and ask for the coupon. Then you buy $20 worth of products, school supplies for Operation Christmas Child, and you only pay $10 for it. So it's a pay 10 to get 20. The items are left there in the store and then will be picked up on the 23rd of November and sent on with the boxes.
Okay. Well,
we really would love to, if everyone could be grateful if you can go in and give us that support. If it goes well, they're talking maybe going national next year. So we really are encouraging you to go out and buy from Staples.
All right. Well, this is a great project here, Operation Christmas Child, of course, and the collection continues here. People want more information, you have a website or anything like that?
I will also give you my number and I'll leave you my card. I'll be glad. I'm the most local. Our area coordinator is out in St. George, but I'll give you my number. It's 785-770-7313. I'll be glad to answer any questions that I can. If something is asked I don't know, I'll find an answer or refer you to someone who would know. Otherwise, you go on to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. And then the website has a wealth of information, videos that you can look at, children getting these boxes. It's really quite a sight. So,
excellent. Well, what a great project. Thank you for coming to tell us more about it here, Emily. And I hope you have a big, successful event.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having us.
Emily Kerr again, Operation Christmas Child, Community Relations Coordinator for the Topeka area, and Project Leader of Vineyard Community Church. Stay tuned. More in Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.